You've probably seen it, the now infamous photo of dozens of Baraboo High School boys making what appears to be a Nazi salute. That photo drew international condemnation earlier this month, including from the Auschwitz Memorial Museum. As the photo garnered attention from around the world, a teacher at a Milwaukee high school felt compelled to respond. She and her students organized their own photo. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
Kelly O'Keefe Betcher teaches English at Rufus King High School. Her students call her Miss OKB. When she saw the photo of Baraboo High School boys dressed in their prom suits, holding their arms in an apparent Nazi salute, she was shocked.
I thought, we have to respond to this. We cannot let this go without a response. So then I started thinking a picture for a picture.
O'Keefe Betcher sent a message to the school community to gather for their own picture. More than 50 students and teachers showed up.
And I said, I don't want this to be an anti-Baraboo thing. I don't want this to be, oh, they're so terrible, let's turn them into the big baddies. I didn't want that. That wasn't going to be the spirit of it. But we knew that our students, our Jewish students, our Muslim students, our students of color, that was landing for them. And I wanted to give them an opportunity to respond to it.
Rufus King has a significant deaf and hard of hearing population. So for the photo, they decided to hold up their hands in the ASL sign for love. The photo was posted on Twitter with the hashtag Wisconsin United in Love. It has about 2,000 likes and has been shared more than 500 times. Juniors Hannah Olenchek, Estella Ramirez, and Kennedy Henderson are three of the students in the photo. In a conversation about what this experience has brought up for them, they talked about their school's diversity. Here's Hannah.
Coming from a school like King, where we're so diverse, we're so... Ms. O'Keefe said this at one time, like, we're at an advantage, and sometimes with that advantage, like, we forget that there are parts in this country who have never seen what we come to school every day to look at.
Rufus King is 57% Black, 18% white, and 12% Latino. Baraboo High School's student body is 86% white. Hannah is white, and she open enrolled at Rufus King, seeking a more diverse space after attending Wauwatosa schools. Her classmate Estella has grown up in Milwaukee public schools. Estella agrees that Rufus King's multiculturalism is an asset.
I'm definitely so grateful to be surrounded with so many different types of people that I don't necessarily relate to, but that I can have knowledge about and learn about.
The teens have this message for the Baraboo high schoolers. Own up to your mistake and learn from it. Here's Kennedy.
I would simply say be aware, because whether or not their intention was to generalize hate, it affected a lot of people, like outside of the Jewish community. So simply be aware of what you do and how you do it.
O'Keefe Betcher says she was disappointed to hear the Baraboo School District would not discipline the students making the salute in the picture. The district administrator said it's impossible to know what students' intentions were, and their actions are protected by the First Amendment.
Your free speech, if it's rooted in hate, is at the expense of someone else's freedom.
O'Keefe Betcher says she might organize another Rufus King response, depending on what happens in Baraboo. The Baraboo School District says it will develop a community action plan to address issues like equity and inclusivity. Estella says they'll be watching.
As long as people are going to be doing things like this, oppressing other people, Rufus King is always going to have something to say about it. It's not like we're trying to do this to, like, put Baraboo in their place or put these high school kids in their place. We want to bring you up with us, if that makes sense. We want to lift you up.
Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.